from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If the NFL draft was going on right now, that would be all we would be doing. It would be nonstop draft analysis. We would be so deep into it. Major League Baseball, while Paul Skenes is talking about starting the All-Star game a year after being drafted, baseball is conducting its draft right now. It's not on MLB Network because they're showing, as they should, the All-Star game festivities.
Yeah, but
I don't know where the draft stuff is, though. I mean, where
it,
like,
it's different than the NFL draft, though, because Paul Skenes is a history maker being in the All-Star game after being 1-1 the previous year.
Right.
Most of these guys are 3 to 5 years away.
I understand
bare
that.
Bare minimum.
Does the NHL still airs its draft on its network?
And you make it a point to catch that draft?
I do not watch it, but I'm just saying.
Maybe they should put it on MLB Network 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Just, it's, it goes to show you how,
I just think,
for
that,
us, it really, unless the Pirates have a top pick.
If it's not a guy like a Skenes or a Strasburg when he was coming out in his draft year, it's a non-entity for all but the most hardcore fans, I think.
But why not just do it on an off day like Thursday and just have it the whole day?
Well, I agree with that.
Instead of competing with the All-Star game stuff.
I agree with that.
Just start the draft at noon like the NFL used to do on Saturday and just have them draft all 20 rounds like we all do with our fantasy league where you're just sitting around 7 hours in like, when is this going to end?
We had a slow draft in my one dynasty league and I accidentally, it was last week while you were out, so I was very focused on the tasks at hand. Let 8 full hours go by without making like an 8th round pick in a rookie draft.
And they got pissed?
Well, finally, there was just a text like, make a pick, damn it. And I had no idea I was even up.
So the Pirates drafted the best high school baseball player with the 9th pick. His name is Connor Griffin.
Connor with a K.
Don't see a lot of those.
Can't we just go C-O-N-N-O-R, folks? Do we have to start throwing the K's in there?
I'm not a big fan of people that take names and try to make them original by altering the conventional spelling of them to try to get the kid's
name
to stand out.
I'm surprised his name wasn't K-O-N-N-Y-R.
Yeah, something ridiculous like that. Connor with a K.
Nice, solid Andrew, a Donald, a Chris in here, Christopher. What's wrong with that?
Well, like, what if your name was Chris, K-H-R-I-S, like the old Chris Davis outfielder?
Chris Middleton.
Another good one.
Wait, wasn't Chris Davis, was he K-H-R-Y-S?
No, I don't think there was a Y.
I think there's a K-H-R-Y-S Chris out there, too.
Here is ESPN's biggest draft expert. His name is Kylie McDaniel on the Pirates pick.
He looked like Jack Flaherty. He's way better at hitting than being a pitcher. He's a top 50 pick as a pitcher. He's probably not going to pitch a pro ball at all. I think he's Fernando Tatis Jr. He's 6'4", 210, might be a double plus runner with double plus power, a double plus arm, might be a shortstop. If not, then it's center. If it's not center, you can stick him in right. He'll be good over there too. The question here, you can see that 45 on the hit tool. That's the question. Scouts think, and some data guys think, the video guys think, the swing's a little bit long. Most people think it is fixable, but spending this much money on a guy that you're not sure he's going to hit scares some teams off. This could be the face of the franchise, perennial all-star if it hits. Could be a guy that is seen as a bust if he doesn't. It all hinges on that, in which case he'll probably go be a pitcher and is probably a big leaguer as a pitcher too.
Okay, so he's good enough to pitch in the major leagues. He reminded this guy of Jack Flaherty, who's having a great year. Remember him with the Cardinals?
Yes.
He compared him to Fernando Tatis Jr., who was in the All-Star game. I believe he might even be
double plus
starting
runner,
in right
double
field.
Double plus arm, double plus power.
But he already is admitting there that scouts think his swing needs fixed.
Billy, this is
Connor
Griffin.
They think it's fixable. He's boom or bust.
He's got every tool you'd want. The only problem is he could be a great hitter. The only problem is his swing might need to be completely overhauled.
Too long.
What's more important
to
me...
You trust the Pirates to fix guy with broken swing?
No, I don't. I like the principle of taking the best high school like position talent available. I have a very specific thing I hate it when teams do now, especially the Pirates. Stop taking these college bats that are supposedly the best college bat. It worked briefly with Pedro. It has so far been a miserable failure with Henry Davis. College pitchers are a different animal altogether, obviously. I like the principle. You tweeted this. I'll even give you props, and I won't try to pass it off as my own idea. Ben Cherington taking a guy who probably wouldn't be a big leaguer for bare minimum, 3 years, and that was if he was on a rocket ship to the bigs, probably more like 4 or 5, suggests to me Ben Cherington's not worried about losing his job anytime soon. Doesn't it?
Yes. That's why I tweeted it, Chris.
I just think it's strange given some of the complete upheaval there has been, again, in the last week about differing messages coming from the front office versus ownership of this team, that Ben Cherington made a pick that almost screams, everything's cool, we're all good here.
So he can be a shortstop, center fielder, right fielder, or pitcher.
Yeah, he's like any a reverse Rick Ankiel. If he can't hit and do all that stuff, he'll just go to pitching.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.